AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. People in the southern plains are going to get more rain later today.
In addition to the heavy rainfall threat, we're also expecting the potential for large hail, damaging wind gusts, and a few tornadoes.
That's Jared Rogers at the Storm Prediction Center. It means more flooding is possible in places like Wimberley, Texas. There's a search going on for 8 people missing.
They've deployed an asset of 60 Task Force 1 members, 30 Texas Military Force members, and 9 K-9 units.
Lynn Burchill is search coordinator. Flooding there along the Blanco River killed 4 people. High water is also a problem along the Colorado and Brazos rivers in Texas. The cleanup is complete of some balls of tar in the water near Los Angeles. About 7 miles of beach area along Santa Monica Bay is still closed.
On the beaches, we do typically see some tar from the natural seepage. This seems to be more widespread and more of it. So that's what makes it different.
Chris Linklider with the L.A. County Fire says they aren't sure where the oily mess came from, but they don't think it's related to an oil spill in Santa Barbara County. Supporters of the death penalty in Nebraska are looking to challenge the legislature's repeal vote. State Senator Bob Crist says the death penalty is wrong.
Taking a life is not the right way for the state to maintain the safety of its citizens.
Supporters of the death penalty in Nebraska want to put the issue on the ballot. Sepp Blatter is resisting calls to resign as president of FIFA. He's deflecting blame for the soccer group's corruption and bribery scandal, saying he cannot monitor everyone all the time. In court today, a psychiatrist told jurors whatever problems James Holmes was suffering from on the night he opened fire in a movie theater in Colorado, he knew what he was doing. The shooting killed 12 people. Wall Street stocks are lower, the Dow down 39 points. This is AP Radio News. Former President Bill Clinton says the Ebola outbreak in West Africa was a man-made crisis.
Clinton says the Ebola crisis was caused by a lack of health infrastructure in the affected countries, and such emergencies will continue until Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and countries like them can do better than a health system that offers the equivalent of 23 doctors for all of Manhattan.
For those of us who take our health care for granted, we literally cannot imagine the staggering burden of such severely limited resources.
Clinton spoke at a UN conference on international partnerships, partnerships that he says will have little value unless the developed world helps build the healthcare systems of the developing countries. Warren Levinson, New York.
Pending home sales last month jumped at the fastest pace in almost 9 years. It's evidence steady job growth is strengthening the real estate market. And first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose last week, but the overall number is still low. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.